Yesterday's fire at Adair Kennedy Memorial Field will delay the turf replacement project, but the contractor says it will be done by the football season. Juneau Police and the Capital City Fire Marshal are investigating what appears to be vandalism of specialized equipment used in laying the new turf. Rosemary Alexander has more.
The old turf has been torn out. City crews are compacting the subbase, and contractor Shaw Sportex plan to begin installing new turf this week. Instead, vandals destroyed the large Turfco spreader that disperses crumb rubber infill on the turf. The Turfco is not something you will find in Juneau, says Shaw Sportex Field Superintendent Eric Pratt.
Very hard to find, not something that's easily available in your local Home Depot.
The spreader is pulled by a small John Deere tractor. While that's run-of-the-mill, Pratt says, its wide tires are not. CBJ project manager Catherine Wilkins was on the field early yesterday morning assessing the damage.
You'll notice on the John Deere tractor it has really extra wide wheels. Those are to run over the turf without, you know, leaving ruts or any that type of thing, so not easily replaceable.
The rubber on the rear tractor tires had bubbled. The tires on the hopper were totally burned off their wheels. A big glob of unrecognizable material oozed next to the scorched hopper. Pratt surveyed the mess, which was melted adhesive and turf seaming tape.
This drop spreader is completely wasted, pretty much unsalvageable at this point, except for spare parts. And the glue losses, it's all gone.
All the glue for the whole project?
Yes, that is all the adhesive that was allotted for this project.
Pratt is from Port Townsend, Washington. He was part of the Shaw Sportex team that installed the JDHS practice field downtown in 2005. The Georgia-based company is one of a few who specialize in synthetic turf fields. Shaw claims to have installed more than 900 across the country, including several in Anchorage. While CBJ project manager Wilkins says the cost of the vandalism will be covered by Shaw's insurance, the cost to CBJ is a delay in the project. It was scheduled to be done July 15th. Pratt says it will be done in time for football season. Practice begins July 30th.
You know, Shaw Sportex is going to do everything we can to get this replaced and taken care of in a timely manner so that kids are ready to practice come start of practice season. Just look forward to getting it done and making sure the community has a nice field.
Once the turf installation begins, it will take about 3 weeks to complete. A year ago, vandals burned the old turf field in several spots. One of several incidents at the facility, which is adjacent to Floyd Dryden Middle School. In fact, vandalism at Juneau Parks and Recreation facilities and city buildings has steadily increased over the last few years. Parks Superintendent George Schaff estimates vandals have cost the city nearly $60,000 so far this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Last year, the city installed 7 surveillance cameras at the Adair Kennedy concession stand and 1 on the field. A camera was dismantled yesterday morning and the housing found under a front-end loader on the field. But footage from another will be useful in this case, Schaff says.
We did get usable footage off of it, and I turned it all over to JPD, and they're using it in their investigation.
Large rolls of turf have been staged in the parking lot at the field. They were not damaged in the incident. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.
ExxonMobil has filed a plan of operation for Point Thompson. The action follows a recent legal settlement with the state and nearly 5 decades of delays on Alaska's largest undeveloped oil and gas field. Meanwhile, a lawsuit filed earlier this month could stall any progress made so far. Emily Schwing has more on the story.
A handful of companies have held leases on the 93,000-acre oil and gas field at Point Thompson since 1965. But it wasn't until last month that the site operator, ExxonMobil, finally filed an application to develop the site for production. Joe Balash is the deputy commissioner for Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. He says the application outlines Exxon's operation plans.
It's going to be a series of facilities and wells, and in order to make that facility go, they need to construct a variety of things, including roads, and they need to do some dredging in order to be able to access the site from shore and otherwise, you know, prepare for the construction of what is going to be a pretty significant piece of infrastructure up on the North Slope.
For nearly five decades, DNR has waited for action on 38 leases sold at Point Thompson, but not a single one of the leaseholders has ever moved forward with development. So the state tried to reclaim the acreage in 2005.
Each year, they would have to go in and get what's called a plan of development.
That's Valdez City Attorney Bill Walker.
In other words, it's saying this year, here's what we're going to do. And then that year, they wouldn't do what they said they were going to do. And it was the 23rd plan of development. The DNR commissioner, then commissioner, took it away. And I mean, after 23 plans of saying we're going to do something and they don't do it, after a while, you sort of see a little bit of a pattern. You know, those of us with children, maybe we'll count to three on something, but no one counts to 23.
In March, the state of Alaska reached a settlement with leaseholders. As part of the agreement, companies have until the winter of 2015 to get liquid natural gas from Point Thompson into the Trans-Alaska pipeline system. But Bill Walker calls the settlement illegal.
The biggest issue is the fact that it was just, I mean, other settlements, other issues we've had to deal with on oil and gas development in Alaska have all begun in front of a public process.
Point Thompson contains an estimated 8 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, which amounts to a quarter of the North Slope's total reserve. In early June, Walker filed a lawsuit in Alaska Superior Court in Anchorage, calling the state's settlement a giveaway of major proportions.
The value of Point Thompson is in the trillions of dollars. And so and it belongs to the state of Alaska. Alaskans own that resource.
Walker says the state did not offer an opportunity for the public to comment on the agreement before it was signed. The application ExxonMobil has submitted for its development plan does include a public comment period, but Walker says that's not enough.
Well, that's a grain of sand in comparison to the whole process, which is sort of interesting that that's such a small piece, and that does require public comment input, and yet this whole settlement was done without that.
The DNR's Joe Balash says the sooner the field is developed, the more the state will benefit.
The state collects the lion's share of its annual revenue from the production of oil and gas in this state. We collect revenue through the royalty, through the production tax, through the corporate income tax, and through property tax. And all of those are going to be increased as a result of this production at Point Thompson.
Prior to taking legal action, Bill Walker sent a letter to DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan asking him to reconsider the deal. He says he's not trying to slow development, but he does want to see more transparency in the process. In response, Alaska Attorney General Michael Garrity told Walker in writing that settlements entered into by the state are not subject to administrative challenge by reconsideration or otherwise. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.
Former U.S. Senate candidate Joe Miller has accepted an offer from the Fairbanks North Star Borough to end a dispute over alleged leaks about Miller's work. Miller's attorney filed papers on Monday accepting the so-called offer of judgment made by the borough and former borough mayor Jim Whitaker. The offer allows for judgment to be entered against the borough and Whitaker for $5,000. It says it is an offer of compromise and is not and should not be construed as an admission of fault. The offer says that both the borough and Whitaker viewed Miller's claims as without legal or factual merit. Miller accused the borough of improperly leaking information from his borough personnel file during the 2010 U.S. Senate race. The borough denied any wrongdoing.